Today is June 29th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover the government access restrictions that just made multi-provider fallback a production necessity, GLM 5.2's record-breaking benchmark score, and what it means for your cost model, and the GPT 5.6 caching architecture that can cut your repeated context spend by 90% starting this week. Here's the infrastructure risk that just became real. As of this week, GPT 5.6, codenamed Sol, launched in limited preview, restricted to roughly 20 companies with government-approved access. Anthropic's Mythos and Fable models were similarly locked down to about 100 U.S. companies and federal agencies. If your team isn't on those lists, you simply cannot build on these models during the restriction window. No negotiation path. No workaround, just a binary wall. And Nathan Levans on the AI Daily Brief put it plainly, quote, "The gap between what is available to the public and what the labs have internally will steadily widen from this day forward. This isn't temporary friction you wait out. This is a structural feature of how frontier AI is being distributed going forward. The operational consequence is that single provider dependency on frontier models is no longer a technical preference. It's an availability risk you have to architect around." So what does mitigation actually look like in practice? The build versus buy decision this week isn't about which model to use. It's whether you install a model-agnostic routing layer before the next access event hits you mid-sprint. If you're spending under $5,000 a month on AI API calls, the move is straightforward. Deploy Lite LLM. It's MIT-licensed, open source, provides a unified API surface across more than 100 providers, including OpenAI, Anthropic, Llama, and Bedrock, adds roughly 10 to 20 milliseconds of routing overhead, and takes 4 to 8 hours to set up, including fallback chain configuration and testing. Licensing cost is zero. You pair a frontier primary with an open source fallback, and you're protected. If you're between $5,000 and $30,000 a month, the economics justify building a full custom router. That's a 3 to 5 engineering day investment. Call it $6,000 to $10,000 fully loaded with a priority ordered provider queue, Redis for sub 1 millisecond session memory, Postgres for durable history, and a prompt registry in versioned YAML decoupled from provider-specific syntax. The ongoing maintenance load is about 1/10 of a full-time engineer. The cost of inaction, by contrast, is roughly $12,000 per model deprecation event, requiring 2 weeks of emergency rebuild. At 2 incidents per year, the abstraction layer pays for itself after the first incident. Above $30,000 a month, you should be running the numbers on self-hosting. A dedicated 3xA100 cluster runs approximately $5,400 to $7,500 a month for 24/7 inference. Break even versus GPT-4 Turbo API pricing occurs somewhere between 250,000 and 500,000 output heavy requests per month. Now let's talk about why GLM 5.2 changes the cost math for everyone, not just the self-hosting tier. Jipu AI's GLM 5.2 744 billion parameters, MIT license, 1 million token context window, just posted 51 points on the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index. That's the highest score ever recorded for an open weight model. To put that in context, it benchmarks less than 1 percentage point behind Claude Opus 4.8 on SWE Bench. It beats GPT 5.5, and it runs at approximately 85% lower cost than frontier APIs. David Sachs noted on All In Podcast episode 278 that American companies, including Perplexity, have already forked Chinese open weight models to remove any content filters, making the political content restriction argument essentially moot for self-hosted enterprise deployments. And Gavin Baker's read on the broader strategic picture is sharp. GLM 5.2 trained on Huawei chips at near frontier performance, proves that silicon export controls are not preserving a durable capability gap. The model exists, it's MIT licensed, and it benchmarks near the top. For operators, the practical application is task distribution routing. Not everything you're running through a Frontier API belongs there. The independent practitioner work being cited right now models routing 80% of center of distribution tasks, brochure copy, standard code patterns, routine synthesis to GLM 5.2 Cloud API at roughly $0.014 per million input tokens, while reserving the remaining 20% for frontier models on complex reasoning tasks. At 10 million tasks per month, averaging 1,000 tokens, that routing split produces approximately $23,600 per month in savings versus all frontier routing. The immediate action before you invest engineering time in a full routing harness: run a 50-task manual audit of your actual workload distribution. As the practitioner explicitly warns, most organizations have never formally measured their task distribution. 2 to 4 hours of audit work before any infrastructure investment. Let's get into the GPT 5.6 caching architecture, because this is the most immediately actionable cost lever for teams that already have preview access. GPT 5.6 introduces developer-controlled cache breakpoints. Emphasis on developer-controlled, not automatic. With a 90% discount on cached input tokens, a 30-minute minimum cache lifetime, and a 1.25 times write rate versus uncached input. Here's the math on why this matters. A 10,000 token system prompt called 10,000 times per day costs $500 per day at sole pricing without caching. With caching, those reads drop to approximately $50 per day. 90% cost reduction on repeated context workloads. The catch is that existing prompt templates have to be refactored to set explicit cache breakpoints. This isn't a flip-a-switch optimization. It's 1 to 2 engineering days of prompt template work on your highest volume pipelines. Start with your top 5 by call volume. That's where the ROI concentrates. And while we're on GPT 5.6 economics, Sol is priced at $5 per million input tokens and $30 per million output tokens. But TechCrunch's reporting on the token efficiency is important context. Sol completes comparable coding tasks to Claude Opus 4 while using approximately 1/3 of the output tokens. So the effective output cost per completed task is closer to $10 per million token equivalent. That changes the tier selection logic. You should be modeling cost per completed task, not cost per token, when you're deciding whether Sol's 2x per token premium over Terra is justified for a given workload. One more GPT 5.6 item worth flagging. OpenAI is deploying Sol on Cerebras hardware in July for select customers, targeting up to 750 tokens per second versus the standard 40 to 80 tokens per second on GPU infrastructure. That's a 10 to 18 times latency improvement. For multi-agent workflows where sequential sub-agent calls are your bottleneck, that changes what's architecturally feasible. Pipelines that were impractical at 80 tokens per second become viable. But with that speed comes a hard warning. Sol's Ultra Mode can make token usage explode. A 5-agent workflow without budget caps can consume over 100,000 output tokens per task. At $30 per million for Sol output, that's $3 to $15 per task execution. Set hard per task output token limits before any agentic workflow reaches production. The recommended architecture caps individual subagents at 8,000 output tokens and total task spend at 50,000 tokens, approximately $1.50 at Sol pricing, with automatic fallback to Terra for budget-constrained subtasks. Two more quick-hit implementations before we close. First, Claude.md. Developer Duby ran a 6-week empirical study tracking coding tasks requiring correction or rewrite. A properly structured Claude.md behavioral configuration file reduced error rates from 41% to 3%, a 92.7% reduction, zero additional API spend. The rules consume approximately 180 lines of context versus 5 times per session, reprompting overhead without the file. The hard constraint from Anthropic's own documentation, keep it under 200 lines and no more than 12 to 14 rules. Compliance drops from 76% to 52% beyond 14 rules. Andre Karpathy's 4-rule baseline is publicly available on GitHub. That alone delivers a 63 to 73% error reduction in under 2 hours of setup. Second, Ornith 1.0 from Sakana AI. Mixture of experts architecture, available in 9 billion, 35 billion, and 397 billion parameter variants. The 35 billion GGUFQ4 quantized variant at 21 gigabytes fits on a single RTX 4090, with offloading, self-hosting at approximately $360 per month on consumer cloud. It outperforms DeepSeek V4 1.6 trillion parameters on Terminal Bench, SWEEbench Verified, and SWEEbench Pro. The architecturally interesting part, Ornith's self-generating harness lets the model design its own workflow and error handling patterns rather than relying on fixed human-designed agent loops. Worth evaluating as an open-source agentic coding alternative if you're currently paying frontier API rates for code generation at scale. Here's your sprint goal for the week. If you're under $5,000 a month in AI API spend, spin up Light LLM with a 2-provider fallback chain today. 4 to 8 hours, zero licensing cost, production-grade availability protection. If you're above $5,000 a month, run the 50-task manual audit of your workload distribution before Friday. Identify what percentage of your tasks are genuinely frontier capability workloads versus center of distribution. That audit is the prerequisite for every meaningful cost reduction decision this quarter. And regardless of your spend tier, implement the Karpathy 4-rule Claude.md baseline this week. 2 hours, zero cost, measurable error reduction. The infrastructure risk is real. The cost levers are available. The teams that route intelligently this quarter will have a structural cost advantage that compounds. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.